Wait, you haven't heard? Mrs. Sting did mention about it last week and it was on our school newspapers as well. Surely you guys didn't miss it. Yeah, I was planning to dress up the Spy X Family character Anya. She's so hilarious and very adorable too. I really, really like her character design. What about you guys? Oh, how cute! I'm so definitely looking forward to that. I can already imagine how good it will look on you. Oh my god! We should definitely take selfies with our costumes behind the gate after school then, yeah? Sounds good. See you guys later in lunch. Crap, I'm late. Oh no, I hope the teacher doesn't give me a detention from that one long bathroom break. Ow! That hurts! Hey dude, watch where you're going, you loser! Can't you see I'm running late here? I need to get to... No! Don't touch me with those sweaty hands of yours! I don't need your help picking me up. You boys are nasty sick freaks. Why would I need help from someone like... Oh. It's you. You're from my class and I heard you got transferred here, right? Yeah, whatever, I thought so. Hold on a minute. Aren't you meant to be in class right now? Why on earth are you wandering around the hallway for? You do know our classroom number is 18B. The teacher told you to come looking for me? Oh, shut up! As if you're coming to find me. You don't even know who I am. And I don't even know you that much, you stupid idiot. You're lying to yourself, aren't you? You got lost in school because you don't know where class is at, huh? That's adorable, but also stupid. Here. I'm taking you to show where class is at, so you won't get lost next time, you dumb ass. Shut up, you idiot. Don't thank me. I'm only being helpful just because you transferred here, and it shows how honoring student I am so that I'll be on the newspapers. Don't think that I like you or something just because I treat you different. I hate boys in general. They really are disgusting to my face and there's no reason to be friends with them. Cause all they do is flex their muscles and stare at innocent girls cause they're perverts. They literally have nothing that makes them look attractive. Anyway, this is the class 18B. I bet you don't even pay attention along the way cause you're too busy listening to me and staring at my tie. You stupid perv. God, you're such an idiot. I'm truly sorry for being late, Mrs. Thing. I got a few disruptions along the way and I couldn't help it. Also, I was kind enough to guide our new classmate. Apparently, he got lost so I was being thoughtful and showed him the way. Please, if you gratefully give me twice as much homework than the usual as punishment, that would be fine as long as I don't stay in after school. Oh wait, what? There's no punishment in this case? So does that mean that I'm being forgiven? What? I have to tutor him in class. Surely you must be mistaken, Mrs. Thing. You know I can't get along with people so easily. Is there anyone else in the classroom that would kindly take the offer instead? No, Mrs. Thing. Please excuse my unlawful behavior. I guess it's my fault that I drag him along with me. I can totally spend my whole day with him just so he feels welcome to our school and our facilities here. I'll go sit next to him then. Hey, you stupid idiot. Don't think that you're so lucky just because you have a girl babysitting you in class today. Look what you got me into this predicament. Listen, if you ever get in my way again, I swear you won't be seeing another thing coming, you worthless dumbass. Hey, you! Pay attention, you idiot! Open your history textbook to chapter 13. There's 4 questions there for you to answer based on what we learned today, which you didn't, of course. You know what? If you're gonna keep this habit long enough, you're actually going to fail this semester. And no one is going to tutor you. Oh, what am I doing? I was told that I'm responsible to make you feel welcome, not make you feel miserable and unwelcome. Anyways, focus on these 3 pages of this chapter until class ends. I'll be here sitting watching you focus. Oh, shut up, you idiot. Just because I'm glancing at you puts you in an uncomfortable state doesn't mean you stay in your comfort zone. I had to keep my eye on you so that I don't want you to fail because you're... don't worry about it. Jesus, man, you're such an idiot. I can't believe I have to spend time with someone so stupid like you for lunch when I have other plans with my own friends. Can this day get any worse? Just pay attention in class now. Hey, meet me at the rooftop after class. There's something I want to tell you about, and it's about, schoolwork. Yeah, schoolwork. You heard me. If you're not gonna be there, you won't be seeing me again. Ah, damn it. I mean, you won't be getting any help from me from now on, okay? Don't be late, you dork. Oh, you finally showed up. You're 5 minutes late, though. How can you be so dumb to not check the time? Did you get lost in school again? Are you worried that I'm not around? Well, anyways, I want you here because throughout this day, I want to tell you how I feel about you. Not because you're new here, but you're such an idiot for not realizing what I did for you almost entire day in school. You know, I don't usually treat boys nice like this before, but you, on the other hand, you seem different to me, and I think of and I kind of like that. I mean, you're different because you don't seem to be a perv, and I think you have a nice personality, other than procrastinating in class, but I can help you with that. Not a big deal to me. The entire history and math class, I constantly kept my eye on you because I want you to do well in class, and I want to be friends with you. I also want to tutor you. Look, I'm going to be completely blunt about it and put this straight because you are probably too stupid to understand my feelings in detail anyway. I like you. Yes? Like, Jesus, don't tell me you didn't hear that. You are so annoying, but also cute, too. I want to be friends with you, and I want to know you a little better because you seem to be a nice person. You also look adorable, and whenever you need help, you can always rely on me, okay? Sweet, don't worry about it. Don't get the wrong idea about me, silly. Silly idiot. What? You don't like a girl liking you? Okay, I'm just gonna walk off. Hey, what are you doing? Don't you dare talk. Actually, you know what? I kind of feel warm with your arms wrapped around me, and my body feels a bit different all of a sudden. It's not like I hate it, but please keep hugging me. I like it a lot. Thank you so much. It makes me happy. Okay, that's enough. Here's my phone number. Feel free to call me whenever something is up, but no random chit-chats, okay? Anyways, I have to go home now. It's pretty late, and I don't want my parents to worry about me, so I guess that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed your stay in school, and glad that you made your first friend. I see you tomorrow then, you cute idiot.